SOP 216. Today we've got a review of the Go Mic.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome aboard. Thank you for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am Dave Jackson. Thanking you very much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to producing to promoting. And today we're going to be talking about the new microphone. Well, I don't know how new it is. It's fairly new, from Samson. It's the Go Mic, courtesy of Fred Castaneda from the Struggling Entrepreneur podcast. Now, everything we talk about today, you can find in our show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, and you can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's very easy. I'm at twitter.com/learntopodcast. And without further ado, let's get over. Well, let me introduce Fred. Fred does about, I think he's up to 11 podcasts now. He's done actually book narration. His main one, though, is The Struggling Entrepreneur. In fact, he's doing an interesting project now. If you're into the iPad, definitely go over and check out Fred at strugglingentrepreneur.com. And again, I'll be over there. I'll put a link in the show notes to that. But you can actually find it at YouTube as well. If you type in Project iPad, I think it's episode 1. You can see all that again. The easiest thing is just to go to his website, strugglingentrepreneur.com. But Fred went and actually found one of these. He found it at Amazon for $39. When I went there, the only time I could get one under $49 was if it was used. So maybe that's a weird thing at Amazon. I know at BSW they were $59. And BSW, again, that great where they carry everything audio. You can find them at schoolofpodcasting.com/BSW. And you can find it over there, like I said, for $59. But Fred found his for $39 at Amazon. And we're talking a little Go Mic today on the School of Podcasting.
The Go Mic is a very small apparatus. It's about it's not even the size of a deck of cards. It's not even the size of a pack of cigarettes. I would say it's just the size of a regular set of keys. And what it has is a 2-inch by 1-inch microphone. On one side you actually have what is called a pop filter, but it's a windscreen and it prevents the plosives from hitting on you. The other side contains a microphone without the windscreen, and so you do get plosives. On the side where there is no windscreen, you have a green light which can let you know what your signal strength is, and of course it turns red when you're peaking. On the side of the microphone you actually have two things. You have your USB connector so that your USB cable can go directly into your PC, and you can record directly into Audacity and watch the signals as they are being recorded. The other thing that you have is your typical audio jack. This is for your standard audio jack, so you can put in a pair of headphones or earbuds or something like that. Now, the configuration that I have also came with an additional, and that's an optional, I think it's like $19 or $20 more, set of headphones. The headphones here is an Audio-Technica ATH-M20. And for $20, it's pretty good because it plugs right in. And, of course, they have the guitar jack adapter with it so that you can plug it directly into your mixer if you want. But anyway, on the other side of the microphone, you only have the gain, high, medium, high, low, and I think silence. Anyway, this microphone is attached to a base. The base is solid steel and contains a clip. So yes, you can put this on the top of your laptop and clip it on and do an interview from your laptop. If you're doing a podcast, you can record directly into your laptop and still catch your voice. And the stand also has a little hole in the base. That is for screwing it on to a regular microphone stand. And the clip is heavy enough so you could stand it up, and it has a twisting, rotating bearing so that it can go in any direction, twist up, down, to the side. And if you open the clip and twist it neatly, again, it's only 2 inches by 1 inch by 0.5 inch, and it's very nice and compact. It even has a little carrying case. The carrying case is so small that it's 1.5 inches by 2.5 inches by 1 inch. So it zips up very nicely, and you can put it in your shirt pocket, your coat pocket, your purse, your PC bag, your briefcase, anything that you want. And it can be a good portable microphone on the go. I'm recording this entirely. I'm about maybe 4 to 6 inches away from the windscreen type microphone. Now I'm going to turn it around. And I am talking directly into the non-windscreen microphone. And I'm seeing the green light there, so I'm not peeking at this point in time. But you're probably hearing some of the plosives there, which you won't hear as I turn it around again and I'm talking directly into the windscreen microphone. The plosives are less obtrusive, and you can possibly get away with making a good, clean connection. I've been using this for the past 2 or 3 months, and it's very, very handy. It plugs in, and it sure beats the heck out of connecting to an H4N or an H2 and doing your recording there, which they are, by the way, portable recorders, and you've probably given evaluations of them in the past or reviews. And so I consider this to be a very, very handy device. It takes USB power from your computer. You can record directly into your program like Audacity, and it does a very nice job. The only thing is that when you want to listen to it, you better have your earphones connected or just unplug from your USB connection from the computer. Unplug your Go mic and then you'll be able to listen to it with in Audacity without having to reset any of the settings that you've got for your audio input and output. Because once you plug it in, Audacity thinks that this is not only the input device of the mic, but also the output device of the speaker. So with that, I just give it thumbs up all the way. I guess the only thing that you don't have with this is some of the nice things that you have with N4. There's no SD card. There's no memory. It's just basically a little portable, nice mic. The going price I had when I got this at Amazon was $39.
All right, well, sounds very interesting. I actually went out to Amazon. What they do is they're hiding the price now for whatever reason. And when I clicked on it, it looks like it's going for $49, but maybe you'll get lucky like Fred did and get one for $39. Sounds very, very cool, especially I liked the fact that you switched that around for us. But thank you very much. And again, I was over at Fred's site, strugglingentrepreneur.com. If you want to hear about a review, not from some fanboy that loves, you know, would smell the farts of Steve Jobs because they're such a fanboy. Fred is actually looking at this. Is this something you can use in your business? And it is a viable business tool. Very, very cool stuff. Strugglingentrepreneur.com. And if you can't find that, type in Struggling Entrepreneur into Google. He's got the number one position. So, Fred, thank you very much for the update on that mic. And that's from the same people that make the H2 and the H4 and all those other little portable recorders. So thank you very much. That is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I am your personal podcast coach. Thanking you very much for tuning in. Our website again is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're looking to start a podcast, we've got step-by-step tutorials. We've got great resources. If you're looking to tweak your WordPress, you need some plugins, you need somebody to bounce some ideas off of there. It's more than just learning about podcasting. We actually had a great roundtable last Wednesday. And again, that's schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. And you can follow me on Twitter at learn to podcast. So until next week, class is dismissed.